It is neither about the journey or its heights. It is about who you become during the journey. Crappy schools would love you for parading "It's about the journey" slogan. They'd give you free pizza and flimsy diplomas and send you right on your way. Similarly, every quack between Attila and the witch doctor would charge you for merely sightseeing and a meditation. And in reality, if it was about the journey, then you would give up walking just out of the body aches alone. This journey nonsense is born from another piece of crud that says it's all about reaching the top of the mountain. You are only going to be up there for a split second in the large scheme of things. So if that was true, why even bother? See, what great quests are about is the transformation. A more down-to-earth word for transformation is growing up. Sometimes, though hopefully most times, about growing all the way up until you are able to help humanity. Maybe in the present, maybe in the future, maybe in the past where you fix a wrong. And never in a small or meaningless way, but in beautiful, ornate, and profound ways. High school is always a good example here, because thinking of it in terms of a great quest reveals how cut up, disrespectful, fake, and meaningless it has become. It is not a quest where there is a neat, inspiring aim and you build yourself up to reach it. Instead, everything has been optimized towards maximum profit at minimum effort. At some point, someone noticed that memorization is as good as comprehension on state tests and completely sold you out. And you will pretend to learn under a threat of a bad GPA and a broken future or career, and those great discomforts of being yelled at or laughed at. But real education is more like learning programming. It is a quest that starts with little steps and ends with great applications. A quest where you start in the beginning, come to the end, and start creating programs to practice and expand your horizons. Every day you learn something extremely valuable, supremely precious, that makes you more as a programmer. Every day you grow more powerful as a result. And then practice that actually makes you a master, that makes you perfect. So it's not about the learning journey. It's not about reaching the mountaintop of finishing learning programming. It's about the fact that you are now a computer artist, a dream weaver, a code wizard, very much a creator, where your ideas can now become actual programs that other people use. But the best example of becoming on a journey, of growing up and becoming a mightier person, are the Appalachian Pacific Crest and Continental Divide Trails, altogether known as the Triple Crown of Hiking. The crossing will take you years, And all those years you will listen to narrated books written by intellectuals and philosophers. You are not just going to absorb the wisdom that is owed to you, your very own intellectual inheritance, but also by befriending the authors in order to better understand their books, you will inherit their collective culture, the culture of greatness. If you leave the Continental Divide Trail for last and hike due north, once you reach Canada, you will be sad and relieved and pretty shaken up. But in the years that it took you to hike those great trails, you will grow up in ways that you simply cannot comprehend today. You will enter the other side of humanity, the side of leaders, where you can observe and understand and prevent its mistakes. You will understand that we must each grow all the way up until we each become a wise and dignified great being.